Hey, welcome. This lesson is all about using pitch envelopes to create aggressive, punchy bass attacks for drum and bass. Think rolling DNB and jungle drops that snap, cut through breaks, and feel mean on a club system. This is intermediate level and Ableton stock centric. Sampler, wave eatable, operator, saturator, EQ8, glue compressor, utility, the usual suspects. My goal here is practical. Clear device chains, starting parameter values, routing and mixing tips, and arrangement ideas so you can get a working patch fast, and then shape it into a full roller drop. Let's get into it. Lesson quick summary. You'll build a layered bass patch, a tight, aggressive mid/high-hit layer that uses a steep pitch envelope for the transient snap, plus a solid mono sub layer for the low end. We'll protect the sub, while we brutalize the top with parallel distortion and dynamics. You'll see three ways to make pitch envelopes in Ableton: sampler sample-based, wave-eatable mod matrix, and operator FM, and how to combine them in an instrument rack with macros for performance. Before we start, think of the pitch envelope as a transient sculptor, not just a trick. The snap you perceive is two things working together: a very fast pitch movement and broadband energy at the first millisecond. If the transient feels weak, add a tiny burst of bright content or filtered noise instead of just cranking the pitch amount. Step 1. Build the mono sublayer. Create a new MIDI track. Drop operator in, or use wave eatable set to a sine-ish partial. For operator, start with an init patch. Oscillator as a sine. Level around 0 dB. No unison. Pitch course at 0. Immediately after the instrument, add utility and set width to 0%. The sub must be mono. Add an EQ8 after utility and low pass around 120-150 Hz with a steep slope, if you need to remove stray harmonics. This is your reference sub. Set its level so it sits comfortably with your drums and becomes the foundation of the patch. Step 2. Create the aggressive top layer with sampler sample-based method. Create a new MIDI track and load sampler. Drop in a single cycle sine, triangle, or a short saw with harmonics, something that has high frequency content to give bite when transposed. In sampler, switch to classic mode and open the pitch envelope. Turn it on and use these starting values. Pitch envelope amount around minus 36 semitones for a dramatic drop. Attack between 0 and 3 milliseconds. Decay between 80 and 180 ms. Sustain 0. Release short, 30 to 80 ms. Try minus 12. Minus 24, minus 36, and even minus 48 semitones to taste. Remember, a negative amount means the oscillator will start up an octave or more and drop down to root, creating that violent transient. Add a filter envelope if you want the brightness to follow the pitch movement. Match its decay to the pitch envelope so the filter opens for the transient and closes as the pitch settles. After sampler, chain a saturator with drive around 3 to 6 dB, set mode to analog clip and enable soft clipping. Then EQ8 with a high pass at roughly 40-120 Hz to protect the subs, and a boost around 200-800 Hz for bite. Glue compressor after that with a very fast attack, 0.1 ms to capture spikes, and medium release, maybe around 0.2 to 0.4 seconds. Keep low frequencies out of this chain. If you don't, you'll muddy the sub. Step 3. Wave-eatable method. Load wave-eatable, init the patch, and set oscillator 1 to a saw or bleaty wave eatable with lots of partials. Use envelope 2 as a pitch envelope. Attack 0 ms. Decay 100 to 200 ms. Sustain 0. In the mod matrix, assign envelope 2 to oscillator 1 pitch with an amount in the minus 24 to minus 48 semitone range. Optionally map the same envelope to the filter cutoff for a linked swell. Add slight unison. Two voices max with tiny detune, but keep the sub separate and mono. Effects chain similar to sampler, saturator, EQ, glue, and a utility to narrow the width below 150 Hz. Step 4. Operator method FM plus pitch envelope. Operator has a dedicated pitch envelope per oscillator. Use oscillator as the carrier with a wave that has harmonics if you want bite. Set the pitch envelope amount to around minus 36 semitones or minus 24 to minus 48. Attack at 0 ms. Decay around 80 to 160 ms, and sustain 0. Use oscillators B, C, or D as modulators to add nasty mid-harmonics, tweaking their levels to taste. Finish with the same effect chain, saturator, EQ8HP, glue. Step 5, layering and instrument rack. Drag your three chains, sub-operator or wave-eatable sine, mid/top sampler, and the alternative wave-eatable/operator chain into an instrument rack and group them. Create macros and map useful controls. One macro for pitch amount, map it to sampler pitch amount. wavy-table envelope amount, and operator pitch env, one for distortion drive, and one for sublevel. Name them punch, grime, and sub. Punch should map the full range from subtle to extreme. Grime controls saturation slash drive, and sub controls the sub-chain volume. This gives you instant performance control. Mix and tuning tips. Always check the first millisecond of the transient. Too much positive starting pitch can alias or click. If you hear aliasing, tame the top end with a low pass after the pitch envelope, or give the pitch envelope a 1 to 3 ms attack to soften the initial step. Phase and timing matter. If the top transient and the sub cancel, nudge one layer by 1 to 4 ms or flip the phase on one chain. Keep the sub mono and never put heavy distortion on the sub chain. Instead, high pass the top chain before distortion and use parallel routes for heavy grit. Use glue compressor on the bass bus with a fastish attack around 1 to 3 ms to tame spikes and a release sync to tempo, or around 100 to 300 ms. Side chain the bass to the kick and louder snares so the bass breathes with the drums. A little ducking will make the transient sit cleanly. Arrangement ideas. Short stab for intro or fills. Use a quick decay of 80 ms for one shots that accent breaks. For rolling patterns, program 16th and 32nd note sequences and vary pitch envelope amounts across hits. Automating the punch macro from subtle to full slam just before the drop is an extremely effective energy builder. Another trick, mute the sub for the first 10 to 40 ms on the heaviest hits. That absence makes the transient feel punchier. Common mistakes to avoid. Long pitch decay will muddy fast DNB patterns. Keep decays short unless you want a sweeping effect. Widening the sub will create phase issues on club systems. Don't over-distort the sub. Use parallel distortion on the mid-slash-high chain after a high pass. Watch for aliasing with extreme pitch amounts. If it happens, soften the start or filter the top end. And finally, don't use the exact same envelope setting on every note. It will sound robotic. Use velocity, macros, or clip automation to vary things. Extra coach notes and pro tips. If your transient feels thin, layer a tiny burst of filtered noise or a high harmonic oscillator shaped by the same envelope. If you push pitch amounts very high, you may get aliasing. Tame it with a steep low pass or add 1 to 3 ms of envelope attack. Use velocity to control aggression. Map it to the pitch env amount or distortion macro so programming patterns breathe. If you need CPU relief or want creative freedom, resample the process top layer and treat that audio as a new sampler source for destructive processing. Advanced variations. Automate envelope amounts per note using device parameter mapping inside clips to create per note variation. Try duplicating the top layer an octave up with opposite polarity pitch envelopes. One slides down while the other slides up for metallic clashes. Parallel multiband destruction is excellent. Split low, mid, high and destroy only the upper mid band so the low end stays pristine. Tiny frequency shifter amounts on a parallel copy add in harmonic metallic content that reads as aggression without hurting subs. Quick practice exercise, 15 to 30 minutes. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Create a sub track with operator as a sign and utility width set to 0%. Name it SUB. Create a second track with sampler and load a short saw or triangle. In sampler set pitch env amount to minus 36 semitones, attack 0 ms, decay 120 ms, sustain 0, release 30 ms. Make a two-bar MIDI clip on the sampler track with offbeat stabs at C2 or alternate C2 and A1 for a minor vibe. Add saturator drive 4, soft clip on, then EQ8 with HB60HC and a slight boost around 200-600HC if needed. Group sub and top into a bass bus. Add glue compressor with fast attack and medium release, and sidechain to the kick using a detector from your drum track. Tweak the sampler pitch and the amount and decay until the transient snaps with the drums. Duplicate the clip and change the amount to minus 24 for one bar to create variation. Homework challenge, 60 to 90 minutes. Make three distinct 8-bar bass parts at 174 BPM that sit with a 2-bar amen break. Call them clean, gnarled, and nuclear. Use only Ableton stock devices. Keep the sub mono and mid slash top processed separately. Render each part to two stems, sub below about 150 Hz and top 150 Hz and up. Clean should use a subtle pitch envelope. Gnarled uses moderate pitch movement 24 to minus 36 cent with parallel distortion and a noise burst. And nuclear cranks the envelope to minus 48 cent or more, uses heavy redux and resampling, then slices into stutter patterns and adds reversed pre-rolls. If you upload the stems or a screenshot of your instrument rack showing the punch macro mapping, I'll give targeted mix and parameter tweaks. Recap, The essentials to remember. Pitch envelopes are a powerful transient tool. Fast attack, short decay, and large pitch amounts make sharp, cutting transients. Use sampler for precise sample-based hits. Wavitable for mod matrix control and operator for FM-based nastiness. Always keep the sub mono and clean. Do distortion and heavy processing on the mid/high chain only. Use instrument racks and macros to perform and automate aggression across an arrangement. Final teacher comment. If you ever hear nasty aliasing or digital artifacts when you slam the pitch, don't panic. Try a tiny attack. Low pass the top content, or resample the extreme version and work from audio. And remember, little changes often make the biggest improvements. Nudging a transient by a few milliseconds or mapping velocity to envelop depth can transform a weak stab into a certified cloud hit. If you want feedback, take a screenshot of your rock or render a short clip and send it over. I'll point out exact parameter tweaks and mixing moves. Let's make that bass mean.